Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
44709.
44709. Thank you. Give me one moment. What's your first and last name?
Cheryl Metzger, Metzgar.
What's your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes, please?
2628 Caprice, Canton, Ohio, 44709.
Thank you. I located the account for our Smart Fitness Tracker. You had two of them, and how can I assist you? Back, you placed order on March 15 for $5.97
to $4.97.
So how can I assist you?
Well, I wasn't supposed to pay any $69 in change. That's for sure. It was free. All I had to pay was shipping.
Did you went over the terms and agreements, ma'am?
I don't need to go over anything. I didn't order any 69. I did not order these. I'll send them back if that's the case. But I have a bill. It says I have a zero balance. I paid shipping. Paid $4.97 for one and $5 for the other. And I'm not paying the $70. I'm disputing it.
Have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
No. I thought, well, I give you the courtesy of doing it with through you first. If that doesn't work, I will dispute it through my bank. Not a problem.
When you placed order on March 15, you were in a 14-day trial period, ma'am, to call in and cancel any future billings or shipments. If you didn't call in your trial, then you get billed the retail price of the item. Everything
okay.
Is stated to you where you placed the order. What I
okay,
do-
I want the charge removed now. This is fraud. Absolute
it's not
fraud.
Because when you placed order, you agreed to that
okay,
information,
I'm not, ma'am.
I'm
not going to argue with you.
I'm not
please
arguing
remove
with you,
this.
Ma'am. I'm providing you with information that I have to provide to customers.
Okay, we'll get it all out and open so we don't have to go through this anymore then.
And when you file a claim with your bank will have to contact us. On our side, we have to turn over your IP address. Tracking number that lead back to the address name on the account.
Okay.
If your bank does see that the terms and agreements are provided to you where you place the order, the money will come back to our company. We do win 99% of our claims due to terms and agreements that you had to accept. If you don't accept the terms and agreements, then the order would have never got sent out to you for the first time for the shipping and handling. What I could do as a customer courtesy, because it sounds like to me that the terms and agreements were overlooked when you were placing the order, ma'am, I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was done to the card.
Are you done?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want the $69.87 returned to me. I am going to call the bank when I'm done with you and dispute the charge through them. I am not paying this. I was only to pay a shipping and handling, and I'm not paying a cent more. If you want me to send back the product, I don't have a problem doing that. But I'm not paying the $70.
We have a no return policy, ma'am. Because I really hate... because I really hate for you to risk losing the dispute with your bank, I will issue you the credit of the $69.87. But what I recommend, every time that you place the order online, you need to go over those terms and policies, or you won't know what you are agreeing upon. The credit will go back to the card in 5 to 7 business days. Your account is completely canceled out. Do you have any additional questions today?
None at all. How do I get a cancellation number or something sent to me that this is canceled?
You receive an email that your account is canceled. Do you want to write your cancellation number down as well?
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie, 290609. Is there something else I can do, Ed?
No, I'll just look forward to receiving that email. And thank you very much for your courtesy. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer care, ma'am. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am. Is there something else I can assist you with, ma'am?